Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top story this half hour, a former Waukegan police officer now faces second-degree murder charges in Lake County, 2 years after a traffic stop ended with a deadly shooting. WBBM's Brandon Eisen reports prosecutors announced the charges this afternoon.
Marches, we've done everything out here to get this case resolved. There's no way that a man should be shot dead. And he's a passenger in a car. He's not driving.
Clyde McLemore is the founder of Black Lives Matter Lake County. He's joined outside the Lake County Courthouse by the grandmother of Marcellus Stinnett, the 19-year-old man who was shot and killed in October of 2020 by then Waukegan police officer Dante Salinas during an attempted traffic stop.
Marcellus Stinnett was a passenger in Miss Williams' car and committed no crime.
Tafaro Williams has been charged with aggravated fleeing and eluding, but after a lengthy investigation, Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt did find reason for the former officer to be charged, announcing the counts of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Additional charges against Salinas stem from an on-duty encounter with an unarmed Waukegan resident in 2019, aggravated battery and official misconduct in that case. In Waukegan, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
We have a developing update from the family of an 8-year-old boy left paralyzed during the shooting spree during the 4th of July parade in Highland Park. Cooper Roberts is now back home in the northern suburbs for the first time since the shooting 2.5 months ago. He has spent the last several weeks going through rehab at the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab. His parents say they're filled with love, gratitude, and wholeness.
Governor Pritzker today called on two Democrats in the state Senate to step down in the wake of allegations against them in separate cases.
The governor's calling on Senators Emil Jones III and Mike Hastings to resign. It was announced this week Jones allegedly took a bribe to block legislation restricting red light cameras and lied to the FBI about it. Hastings is accused of bullying at least one female lobbyist, one whom his spokesman called the bully. Hastings is also going through a messy divorce, some documents from which have been made public. Both senators have resigned leadership positions but remain in office. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, 105.9 WBBM.
2 days ago, we told you about an effort by the son of a retired police detective to hand-deliver thank-you notes to every Chicago police district. That movement attracted new attention today for its procession down the major streets with police escorts.
The group Running for Blue Lives has been seen throughout the city with Chicago police escorts in the middle of Milwaukee Avenue, down Clark Street, and elsewhere. Some people have even tweeted pictures and videos of the marchers. They're being led by Robert Swiderski.
We're carrying the Blue Lives Matter flag, the suicide prevention awareness flag, a Chicago police flag.
Swiderski says his group was walking a total of 80 miles from district to district, giving police thank you letters. He would not say whether he had a permit to walk down the middle of the street. We've asked the city about that and about the tiny band of marchers being given police escorts. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
In the mid-1800s, thousands of escaped slaves seeking freedom in Canada passed through Chicago. On Saturday, leaders will dedicate an historical marker that honors a key stop on that journey.
Larry McClellan is a professor emeritus at Governor State University who has researched the role Chicago played in helping slaves traveling along what's called the Underground Railroad. The marker is near 134th Place on St. Lawrence Avenue on the former site of the Tun Farm, where Dutch settlers risked arrest and prison to house, feed, and hide slaves. McClellan says the marker signifies an important and little-known part of Chicago's history.
Part of what I want to do is get people to get that sense. You know, this isn't something that happened someplace else. Hundreds of freedom seekers walked right through your neighborhood. That's kind of remarkable to think about.
McClellan is part of the Little Calumet River Underground Railroad Project, which worked for more than 20 years to get the historical marker erected. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Indiana's strict abortion ban enacted a week ago is now on hold. A judge in Owen County, southwest of Indianapolis, has blocked the law, saying there's reasonable likelihood that this significant restriction of personal autonomy offends the liberty guarantees of the Indiana Constitution. Now, the order prevents the state from enforcing the ban, pending a trial on the merits of the lawsuit. No comment yet from Governor Holcomb or the state's attorney general.
Governor Pritzker says he's pulling out of a political forum sponsored by the Daily Herald newspaper because, he says, its publisher's mailing service was used to send out fake newspapers attacking the governor and other Democrats.
Governor Pritzker's campaign has sent a letter to Herald publisher Doug Ray saying they're disappointed and shocked that the conservative political mailers made to look like newspapers were sent using the Herald's postal permit through parent company Paddock Publications. They're from the so-called People Who Play by the Rules pack. The campaign says that the mailers slander the governor and his policies, and the officials say the governor will not participate in a candidate forum being sponsored by the newspaper. The governor is willing to give an independent interview to a Herald reporter, and the campaign says this is not an attack on the journalists. The Herald reportedly has been unwilling to comment on the governor's letter, but previously said the mailing operation is a separate entity from the newspaper and has nothing to do with the paper's editorial judgment. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
A Cook County Circuit Court judge is placed under restrictive duties after being charged with domestic battery this week. Chicago police say Judge Carl Boyd was arrested this week at his home in Beverly after throwing a bottle at a glass window that shattered and caused a laceration on a woman's face.
There's a new ordinance that's aimed to eliminate so-called food deserts.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says there are nearly 900 food deserts across Illinois, with about 300 in Cook County. Food deserts are areas where residents don't have easy access to grocery stores, farmers markets, or healthy food providers. Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller's ordinance would amend the county's property tax incentive program to include real estate used for the expansion or renovation of an existing grocery store or the use of a vacant commercial space for a grocery store in a food desert. The Cook County Board's Business and Economic Committee will consider the ordinance next month. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.